This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Now, Ilhan Omar got taken to the woodshed at the 9/11 memorial. We're going to play that next segment to get into the underbelly of 9/11. I never really asked Robert Barnes his take on it. We'll get his view on that as well. Then we have Zach Voorhees, the big Google whistleblower, who said he was going to write an article about the Clinton body count, and he did, and then Google stopped fixing it and put it back to where it's supposed to be, actually showing all the articles about the mysterious deaths. So we're going to be breaking down some of the latest secrets on that front. But getting back to keeping the babies alive, I mean, this was known 30 years ago that they were selling the body parts illegally. And then now, why not? Hey, can we get some live body parts? And hey, can we get some organs? And so we're talking about billions of dollars here and the U.S. competing with China. And, you know, the question, you know, of Governor Northam, like I said on Joe Rogan, is why are we wasting 7 pounds of meat? You know, there's a lot of, he's like, keep baby alive, and we decide to keep baby comfortable. And so they're trying to hide this in plain view because they know they've been caught. They're really panicking.
No doubt about it. I mean, I think because people are morally shocked by it, and people generally forget there's two things that the press generally does not fully cover, which is the scope and scale of human trafficking, and the scope, and which is revealed by the Epstein case, and the scope and scale of organ trafficking. And they talk about organ trafficking not just in the context of human beings who are kidnapped and their organs removed against their will. It's happening systematically and systemically, as has been revealed in China, as part of what the Epic Times was created. Is because their group, because of their religious beliefs, were being targeted for illicit organ transfers. But it's been happening in the abortion industry for a long time. And that's what these guys spent 3 years doing undercover mass-scale investigations, one of the most impressive undercover investigative reporting efforts made in the modern era, documented in detail what these people said on video, and it was not in an edited or censored or controlled or mistakenly or misrepresented in any manner. And then the media did a massive hit job on them to try to suppress the news of this story because it's so shocking to the conscience of the ordinary American. It's the reinvention and recreation of an elite society that favors human sacrifice, but in this case, not only does human sacrifice, but does it for to monetize that human sacrifice for the purposes of profit of the people partaking and participating in it. It's a moral shock and horror to almost any ordinary, everyday individual. I mean, it's terrifying that we even have to have born alive bills to protect people who are born alive. And it's even more shocking that there are legislatures, like the New York legislature and others, creating a legal out for this kind of human trafficking that's occurring. What was also documented and detailed in the testimony is that the kind of organs being harvested, the condition in which they are harvested, strongly suggests or infers from an evidentiary perspective that this is being done post-birth. That there's baby. That
well, let's be clear. The babies aren't cut up. They're not chopped up. They haven't had their brains sucked out like you're supposed to under law of the partial birth abortion so that the baby's dead before it leaves the vaginal canal. And that's why we know that this is going on. It's come out. You hear the governor saying we keep them alive after, make them comfortable, and then the standard deal is to put them in a pool of water. That's even ABC News. So I've talked, I've had the nurses on, I've seen the documentaries. It's just been going on forever. Well, it's just now it goes further keeping them alive for the organs.
Exactly. And to give an example, this is why third-term abortions matter in the way they do. Because in order to harvest these kind of body parts in the way, in the condition they want them in, they need third-term abortions. This would be difficult to do in a first-term abortion to get the economic benefit that they're seeking from and the profit they're seeking off of these baby parts.
Now, that's right. The organs aren't really harvestable until the third trimester. And then rich people, you know, their kid's in a car wreck or has holes in its heart or whatever. You know, you want a heart, you want a liver. I get it. But this isn't some child that died in another car wreck and then you're getting its body parts. Chances are some poor woman went in. They told her, oh, yeah, you got a problem with your baby. It's the umbilical cords around it. We'll save you. We're going to induce labor. And then they get them. And again, throughout history, we have a problem with medicine becoming a tyranny because it's a God complex. People can't question it. It's a speciality. We'll talk about that briefly. And I'll get into 9/11 with Robert Barnes, the economy, and so many other big subjects on September 11th, 2019, 18 years later. Our hearts go out to all those that lost family or got injured on 9/11. But what about the 60 million dead babies?
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
The best known builder, particularly of great buildings in the city. There's a great deal of question about whether or not the damage and the ultimate destruction of the buildings was caused by the airplanes, by architectural defect, or possibly by bombs or aftershocks. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, it was an architectural defect. You know, the World Trade Center was always known as a very, very strong building. Don't forget, that took a big bomb in the basement. Now, the basement is the most vulnerable place because that's your foundation. And it was stood that, and I got to see that area about 3 or 4 days after it took place because one of my structural engineers actually took me for a tour because he did the building, and I said, I can't believe it. The building was standing solid, and half of the columns were blown out. I mean, so this was an unbelievably powerful building. If you know anything about structure, it was one of the first buildings that was built from the outside. The steel, the reason the World Trade Center had such narrow windows is that in between all the windows, you had the steel on the outside. So you had the steel on the outside of the building. That's why when I first looked, and you had big, heavy I-beams, when I first looked at it, I couldn't believe it because there was a hole in the steel. And this is steel that was, you remember the width of the windows of the World Trade Center, folks? I think, you know, if you were ever up there, they were quite narrow. And in between was this heavy steel. I said, how could a plane, even a 767 or 747 or whatever it might have been, how could it possibly go through the steel? I happen to think that they had not only a plane, but they had bombs that exploded almost simultaneously, because I just can't imagine anything being able to go through that wall. Most buildings are built with the steel is on the inside around the elevator shaft. This one was built from the outside, which is the strongest structure you can have, and it was almost just like a can of soup.
You know, Donald, we were looking at pictures all morning long of that plane coming into building number 2, and when you see that approach the far side, and then all of a sudden, within a matter of a millisecond, the explosion pops out the other side.
Right. I just think that it was a plane with more than just fuel. I think, obviously, there were very big planes. They were going very rapidly because I was also watching where the plane seemed to be not only going fast, it seemed to be coming down into the building. So it was getting the speed from going downhill, so to speak. It just seemed to me that to do that kind of destruction is even more than a big plane, because you're talking about taking out steel, the heaviest caliber steel that was used on a building. I mean, these buildings were rock solid. And, you know, it's just an amazing thing. This country is different today, and it's going to be different than it ever was for many years to come.
Very profound statement and very true.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Something called love.
Something you call love, but confess.
You've been messing.
You've been a messing where you shouldn't have been a messing.
So 9/11 is a very complex issue, and I have forgotten more about it than most people would ever know. I made 3 or 4 films on it, wrote a book on it, interviewed all the experts, interviewed the deputy head of emergency management who died a week after he was on the show. He didn't die. He was put in the witness protection programs, what the neighbor said. They saw him leave, all the vans, all their stuff, government cars everywhere. He was told, get out. We're blowing Building 7 up with bombs. I've had the firefighters and police on who heard the 10-second countdown to blow up Building 7. I have ABC, BBC, CNN all saying Building 7's been collapsed before they even blew it up. I'm not saying radical Islam doesn't exist. I'm not saying terrorists don't attack us sometimes. I'm not saying that Islam isn't one of the biggest threats. I'm telling you the facts. There was a stand down on 9/11, and the facts have come out on that, and now you've got major universities. I've got articles. Fires did not cause WTC building collapse. You've got the firefighter union having press conferences a month ago with an architects and engineers for 9/11 Truths, their union saying, no, bombs the building. So the CIA, by the way, leased that building. So it had all these key government records on the Clintons, the globalists, you name it. 18 years later, though, the 27 pages, we now know, Congress says Saudi Arabia was involved. It was ordered to stand down. That Flight 93 was shot down by a F-16 putting Sidewinder missiles into it because it was going towards the Capitol. I mean, what really happened on 9/11, we don't know. We just know we've been lied to. And we know there's criminal elements in our government like Robert Mueller who took over the day after 9/11 and then covered the whole thing up. There's lawsuits dealing with that. You're a smart guy, Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, but quite a historian, too. I'm impressed by, you know, more than I do on many subjects, and I'm quite a novice historian. I study a wide range of things. Kind of conflate some of it sometimes, but 9/11, I mean, it's what the hell's going on here?
I mean, no doubt, you have the 28 pages that...
28 pages.
Exactly, the 28 pages that showed up relating to Saudi Arabia's involvement. What's interesting is where popular culture and parts of the establishment media occasionally allow the truth to sort of leak out that question the established narrative about 9/11. So you have shows like Looming Tower, which go into detail about its suggested meetings between CIA Director Tenet and Saudi Arabia high-level diplomats that shut down or effectively curtailed the scope of an investigation that could have precluded those people identified as terrorists from ever being in the country at all. You had the various informants connected to the FBI in San Diego, FBI agents in both Florida and Minnesota reporting on activities related to the individuals later identified as the terrorists, and yet somehow no investigation was meaningfully conducted. You have Robert Mueller's unusual and peculiar history throughout his entire tenure, both in the Department of Justice and in the FBI and as an assistant United States attorney in the Northern District of California, involved in a lot of questionable cases ranging from Epstein to 9/11 to other aspects in between. And he is the guy that immediately steps in as the FBI director, immediately helps cover up the FBI's complicity in covering up and not listening to their draft. This wasn't the ordinary everyday agent. The everyday agent was covering the story. The everyday agent was reporting what was happening. The everyday agent was uncovering the terrorist coup plots that were taking place that were later connected to the terrorists involved here. It was the seventh floor that was ignoring it, that was hiding it, that was masking it, that was obstructing it, that was impairing it, that was interfering with it. The lead investigator who was part of the good FBI group that was trying to get the people later identified as the terrorists identified, of course, as the head of security, somehow coincidental.
John O'Neill dies on 9/11 in the building.
I mean, that's one of those extraordinary coincidences. What I always say is you take the same storyline and you put it in with a country the media doesn't like. So if you said, if the head of security as part of an FSB group for Putin mysteriously died after he was trying to uncover a potential terrorist coup plot, every establishment media narrative of the United States would say Putin and the government were involved.
And let's go further. They found not one but two of the hijackers' passports in the rubble when there's hundreds of millions of pieces of paper and hundreds of millions of pounds of rubble everywhere. And that day they find two passports out of those fireballs. I mean, clearly, and then you have the FBI trying to bust them at the flight schools, being ordered to stand down in Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Illinois, Minnesota, Arizona, not wanting to know how to land planes. We know there were Islamic terrorists. We know that goes on. But there was a larger strategic plan, just like Obama supported Al-Qaeda and ISIS in the Arab Spring. There is a sick nexus with Islamic terror, just like we know that Vegas was an Islamic terror attack. They used the guy who was a gunrunner to get guns once they were in the country. The Saudis were having a military convention there in the town. There was already a Saudi civil war. That Saudi civil war spilled over, from my intel, and that's from high-level FBI who are good guys, into that. That's why you've never been told what happened. You live in Vegas.
I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, there's multiple of these examples. And so if you take sort of a James Ellroy script from his American tabloid trilogy in the 1960s, which he described as history masked as fiction, that you could take that sort of template of how power operates in these kind of major public trauma events and apply them. And I always find it just a useful intellectual exercise to do so and to see how much it would explain events better than the establishment narrative does. And 9/11, like Oklahoma City and several others, the James Ellroy version of events and narrative better predicts, forecasts, and explains what takes place and what did take place than what the establishment narrative is.
Well, with Oklahoma City, I've interviewed the police officers that were the second and third to get there. They killed the first guy that got there. I've interviewed that guy's wife. I've talked to, like, the head, you know, Vietnam veteran, head of the K-9 unit, he's Don Browning. The FBI came in his office and said, "We'll kill you and your wife if you don't shout about the bombs we put in there." And then those were all special guys that Clinton sent in. And Hillary, I mean, Clinton said he got reelected because of that. They blew that building up to blame the right wing folks that was taking over Congress. And I mean, I've interviewed everybody involved. I know the names of who planted the bombs. With Oklahoma City, it's open and shut. With 9/11, something's getting covered up. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350-350.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Expose 9/11 up front. They know that we helped get Trump elected. You can say what you want about him. He's overall doing a great job compared to Hillary Clinton. And they don't want us to be here during the next election. They don't want you to be here. And they're purging everybody. We're going to get more into 9/11, and then our special guest is joining us. And, of course, Mr. Barnes will be riding shotgun with us, and I'm going to open the phones up some for Zach Voorhees, the biggest Google whistleblower so far in the fourth hour. He joins us again next segment. He'll be with us with an hour and a half. Then, of course, Owen Schroyer takes over with the War Room. And then at 7 o'clock, you've got a great job that Will Johnson and Tom Papert are doing on Firepower now. 7 to 9 Central, more shows, more broadcasts coming as we put on every bit of coal we've got into that steam engine on this locomotive, hauling ass down the track towards 2020, which is so incredibly critical. But to see us come from nowhere, to see globalism in so much trouble, and nationalism and Christianity reigniting in the Western ethos again is very exciting. That said, ladies and gentlemen, over the years, they harassed and took all our sponsors away. You hear some on the network, those are their sponsors. And normal sponsorship can't pay for multimedia like this. They can't pay to send crew around the world. They can't pay to do the type of things we've done and really give the globalists a run for their money. I mean, we've got a lot of reporters, a lot of crew, and they're kicking butt. And so many times, big stories you see that end up being the national news come from InfoWars first. And then Drudge boosts it, and then it gets on up to Fox. And I'd love to see Fox covering the fact they're keeping babies alive and selling their body parts, because that'll bring down the whole house of cards. But if you want to continue to see us on air, I got to tell you, it's so simple. Shop with the good guys. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, especially if you never have. Get some of the Wave of America coffee. Get some of the great nootropics we've got that are healthy, good stimulants like Brain Force, Parabo Force, and the Chill Force that gives you that awake but focused Zen type awake, chill feeling. There's no reviews yet for that combo because Chill Force just came out, but Brain Force has thousands of 5-star reviews. It really is amazing. And you can find that combo at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off with the two together. And again, Chill Force, our newest product, helps you achieve that awaken yet relaxed Zen focus. It's 40% off by itself. And other nootropics that are similar to this are $80, and they discount them down to 50. Well, ours is at 50, and we usually discount it down to 30. It's $24.95 right now. Take advantage of that, and again, know that you're funding the program that and the operation that really gets under the globalist skin. And then separately, also, we have some other big specials that are running right now, but it is your purchase that, again, makes it all possible. And Barnes, I never asked you to do this, but you were chiming in. You really like our Wake Up America coffee, and you were saying you really like Brain Force.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I've always got the coffee, which is great. It's fantastic. Some of the best coffee I've ever had. That's the reason why I get them. A bit of a coffee snob. I've always got the fluoride-free toothpaste because I like that, because I've always had concerns about fluoride, which were recently confirmed. from a wide range of studies after they were criticizing it for forever, saying there's no worries, no concerns. All of a sudden, they're like, well, it actually causes baby defects. And then I like the protein bars because they're a good sort of intermediate snack. So when you want something to eat between sort of lunch and dinner or between dinner and a late snack, and you don't want it just to be, you know, Little Debbie's or Swiss cake rolls, then protein bars really hit the spot. But so with the protein bars, I got a free sample of Brain Force. And typically, I'm not a supplement guy. So supplement doesn't usually, like, unlike other people, my brain chemistry is such that it's unaffected by most medicines, unaffected by a wide range of things. So I just generally haven't tried it. But one thing I've looked for over the years is when I was in law school, they had something they called two-way, which allowed me to have sort of peak mental ability during law school exams. And then the only side effect was when you crashed, you crashed. But there was no other major side effect to it. Turned out there were some illegal products in it, so it's no longer available. I had not found anything that could come close to it. So I got a free sample, and I was like, well, what the heck? I'll try it, see if it works. Because of the nature of my legal work, I have these peak times where I need peak mental activity, whether it's doing a trial, whether it's about to be in front of a court hearing, whether it's doing an appellate oral argument.
There are times when you're up for 2 days.
Oh, exactly. So I need to be able to, during that time period of when I used to be able to stay up 2 days, no problem. Didn't blink twice. Now, passing that age threshold, well, that's not so easy. And so I thought, well,
Randall Wilhite, my other great lawyer, he's the same way. He went so long not sleeping naturally that now he can't sleep.
Exactly. So, in fact, that's what I do. I actually have sleeping pills now just to be able to sort of help sleep. So the
just once you train your brain not to sleep, it
stays active and it won't shut down. So I needed something that when I wake up, I could stay peak and keep at that peak level. And so I thought, I'll go ahead and try it. And it turned out to be fantastic. It's the best product I've ever had in that regard.
And by the way, we're not just saying all this. I go out and I find out what is the peak research, what is already the highest rated, what has the best reviews, and then they have to mark it up 5-7 times. Maybe they're smarter than I am. I had marketers go, Jones, you're getting in the trap of only marketing stuff up 100%, 150 maybe, and then you cut it back. You're only making 25%. You're going to go bankrupt, even though you're selling tons of this stuff. You sell $20 million of supplements, but you make $6 million. That doesn't fund this operation. And so I really got myself in that trap because the listeners only buy when stuff 50% off right now, and then that's not cutting the nut. And I'm not bitching and complaining. I'm just telling you, you see all the other media going bankrupt, folks, and the left's propped up by Soros, the rest of it. We're not propped up. We're propped up by you. So just get stuff you need. And believe me, this stuff is all the best we can get you. The best fish oil, the best turmeric, the best skin cream. I mean, a lot of really game-changing stuff. So thanks for the plug. But you just told me that you love it. I forgot. Tim Frischet had a great idea. It made it go from Super Male Vitality to this, the bestseller. We should do this with other stuff. He said, hey, can I put samples from the factory, get them repackaged, in the products? And I said, yes. And so we need to put samples, I think in all of them. I think it's the bigger orders get the free samples because that stuff adds up. We need to put Brain Force samples and everything.
Well, absolutely. Because, in fact, what I did is after it worked, I was like, in fact, what happened was I had taken it earlier in the day, and it was right like around 9 or 10 p.m. I was like, why am I still at sort of peak mental facility? Because I've been going for 15 hours. And usually by that point, I started to fatigue, started to drift off. And I was trying to watch entertainment. My brain was still going boom, 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 boom. And then I realized, oh, this was the very first time I'd taken Brain Force. So I was like, this must be it. So I went and researched all the ingredients, figured out, oh, okay, this makes perfect sense, this combination. And for whatever reason, no one else out in the marketplace has really combined it in the way you have.
Well, what I did is I went to top developers. I had to pay people quite a bit of money for that. I mean, just our Turbo Force, I had to pay $30,000 from the guy, top developer of products. We said if somebody would put a lot of money into stuff because the other manufacturers won't, you still put some stuff in cheap that works. What would your dream product be? I had to pay the guy, he's famous, I can't say his name, that's in the contract, to make Turbo Force. And that's why a lot of professional athletes are using it. Others are actually finding out, no, this is the best, the strongest, long-lasting, 10-hour energy is really what it is. And so we had to pay a developer on this, too. And really what they did was they had to test, they spliced two best-selling products together. And so that's why it works so well.
Oh, it's fantastic. And what's great is the whole model of trying to make it affordable so the large blue-collar part of the audience can also afford it. It basically, it's a way for people to be healthier, of people to be wealthier because they're getting the same products they would otherwise buy but cheaper, and to be able to change the world at the same time by creating a network that can literally help elect the president of the United States, the most powerful country in the world.
Something's hit, though, because our audience, got diminished some, but it's grown back. But a lot of people now are slapping me on the back in cyberspace in person. Hey, you've been vindicated. It's all come true. Good job, Alex. And then people don't support because they think, oh, we've won and Trump's won. No, we're now in the main fight. And I'm not just saying that to keep funding coming in, to keep InfoWars going. Folks, we're in a total war right now. I mean, it's. I mean, we've really gone up and punched the dragon in the nose, and now the real fight's on. So enough plugging. I'm not going to plug anymore. Probably for the rest of the broadcast, but InfoWarsStore.com, a lot of big specials right now. Sign up for AutoShip so you don't forget to support us and get 10% off InfoWarsStore.com, and please support our local affiliates. The Big Whistleblower, straight ahead, more on 9/11 and so much more today. Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted, and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
And fighting and fighting.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
You know, we've reached that point in history where NPR comes out and says, okay, the CIA ran giant kidnapping rings of small children to electroshock them and drug them into mind control assassins. And yeah, we've got human-animal hybrids. And yeah, fluoride gives you cancer and deformities and lowers your IQ, especially for men and boys. And, yeah, we're doing secret experiments on you. Yeah, G3, G4, G5 gives you cancer. We're doing it anyways. And world government's here. And, yeah, we're funding radical Islam. And, yeah, we knew about 9/11 and what had happened. And it's just now kind of all out there. And instead of being vindicated, I just kind of feel a sickening feeling because there's all this other crazy stuff we know is going on. And suddenly the head of the CIA or former heads on C-SPAN going, yes, we control the weather with barium salts, aluminum dioxide is added to jet fuel. The jet companies don't even know. And it aerosolizes and protects the Earth from solar rays. Then we have scientists on, they go, actually, it heats the Earth up because the ultraviolet goes through and can't bounce back out. And it just goes on and on, like, who are these people? What is this whole shadow global system? Who runs it? What are they trying to do? And it gets crazier and crazier and crazier because it's like we're the little kids at the little kid table. And government, the think tanks, they're all over there running things in big tech, and they've already decided our future. They tell us it's a post-human future. And then we're like, hey, we see you doing this. We see you doing that. And they're like, shut up. That's not going on. But then they publish white papers to themselves, all admitting it. Robert Barnes, what would you call that level of disdain?
Well, it's a certain degree of arrogance and insolence that is born of an elite culture that continues to sort of recreate itself and live in ultimate echo chambers that is sort of impregnated or impregnable from the real world and ordinary everyday opinion. I remember thinking about this when I was watching the movie The Whistleblower, which was about DynCorp and about the degree in which various defense contractors are complicit in human trafficking, sex trafficking, Epstein style. And watching it, I was almost frustrated by the lead character who becomes the whistleblower, exposes this going on based on a real story in the 1990s. Movie came out in the 2000s. A major Hollywood film, yet the press mostly refused to cover it or talk about it. But I was frustrated as I watched the lead character because I was like, why doesn't she realize this is coming? Why doesn't she realize this is coming? Why doesn't she anticipate this? Why doesn't she take this protective of action? And I realized that someone who has never been even exposed to the InfoWars Alex Jones frame of mind, such that she doesn't even know to anticipate certain things because she's so naive and idealistic. It's like, as one of the producers was telling me and showing me earlier, it's like the Godfather scene where his fiance at the time, Diane Keaton's character, and he says, look, my guy's just like, my dad's just like any other boss. And she's like, well, senators and presidents don't go out and kill people. And
who's being naive now, Kate?
Exactly. Famous line. Which is,
well, presidents and senators don't have people killed.
Exactly. The Clinton death by the Clinton body count just doesn't exist. It was funny when you were showing earlier the Clinton, Hillary talking about predators and how some of these people she's heard might be connected to drug cartels. And I was like, I wonder where the Hillary connection concern with drug cartels came from.
Mina.
Yeah, exactly.
The Bushes.
Those kids who were dying because they saw things they weren't supposed to see on the railroad tracks, which is what led to the original exposure of a lot of the Clinton corruption and connections. And the origin of the Clinton body count was various people dying who were seeing things they weren't supposed to see up next to Mina, Arkansas.
And that tees up Zach Voorhees. He's the most senior Google engineer yet to go public. Other engineers that have gone public with limited whistleblowing have called him the Edward Snowden of big tech whistleblowing. And he's still on Twitter at Perpetual Maniac for now. And he joins us because, well, the 50 states are moving, led by Ken Paxton and the Texas Attorney General, working with the Attorney General Barr. Trump, we're told, and you've talked to your sources, it's imminent with antitrust actions. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about how Voorhees exposed the Clinton body count, how Google was rigging it. Then suddenly last week they put it back to normal with a real search. But it's like whack-a-mole. So, Zach, good to have you here with us to help, from your expert angle, navigate and decipher where we are right now.
So the breaking news is that after a bunch of people started bringing to attention this Clinton body count controversy, and that I wrote a Medium article about it, just this week, Google reversed themselves and added back the Clinton body count to the Google search predictions. So if users go to Google and they type in Clinton body, it's and then type in the letter C, it's going to autocomplete. It's going to give an autocomplete suggestion for the Clinton body count.
Do you know what it used to be? Because I was looking up YouTube, and I wanted to show a bunch of, Google, of course, owns YouTube. This was several weeks ago, and I just wanted to look at all the different Clinton body count videos just for curiosity, see what the various theories are out there currently, so forth. And instead it came up Clinton body shops. Clinton
Mississippi. I know. That's what comes up, yeah.
And
Or if you printed Clinton criminal, it would bring up her criminal justice bill from 95.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this was like Orwellian. This was stuff that even in his wildest dreams, George Orwell couldn't imagine, or Aldous Huxley couldn't imagine. These are things that, Aldous Huxley, A Brave New World, George Orwell, of course, 1984, An Animal Farm, that even they couldn't envision the world that he's describing.
Zach Voorhees, why do you think when they get exposed, I've seen this before, they'll fix it and then go back to it later? I mean, I guess when there's a spotlight, they want to deny that they're fixing the search results, because Sundar Pichai, the head of Google, as you know, testified last year when I was there and this year that, oh, we've never manipulated a search ever.
Yeah, well, I found out that they were lying because I was able to go to the internal public search engine of Google's company and type in blacklists and find the blacklists that the executives were claiming under oath didn't exist. So, they're bold-faced lying to the American people. They're bold-faced lying to the Congress under oath and committing perjury. And this is something that needs to be exposed. And the way that a lot of this works is whenever evil's exposed, there's like the surge that happens right at the very beginning when all the media attention gets focused. And so what happens is the response is to pull back and then hope that the media attention dies down and then restore and continue on with the plan.
Exactly. When they're opposed by opposition, they never want to have the fight. They always kind of sneak away, retrench, and then come back later. You had a question.
Yeah, so it shows the power of the public and the power of the audience to sort of change the world in just little and everyday ways. In that capacity, how much do you think the people at Google are worried and concerned about the 50 state attorney generals combined with the U.S. attorney general, these wide-scale investigations from a broad-ranging group of people coming from diverse intellectual, ideological, and legal perspectives, including the president's purported imminent action to go further related to Google, given the intentions to meddle in elections through the algorithmic search engines that you're talking about?
Yeah, well, I think that the fear is really real. There was an SEC filing that just happened in the last month where Google told its investors that they were going to come under increased scrutiny for its monopolizing practices. And this is really, this is going from all levels of the company. The employees themselves, from what I've heard, are in revolt over the revelation of Google's global election meddling system. And, it's an amazing time to see this. All of this stuff that was conspiracy theory is now becoming conspiracy fact.
You were there for years, 8 years, and you have a lot of contacts still there. What has been the feedback on you going public with a lot of courage in the last month? What has been, secondarily, people's response to you doing that when we come back from break? And when you talk about an open revolt, as it comes out that they're rigging elections, rigging basically all information, where do you see all that going? Zach Voorhees is our guest, Twitter, at Perpetual Maniac. And, of course, we've got Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, riding shotgun with us. So we're going to go to break and come back. But just briefly, what percentage of people would you say at Google are even aware that Google is manipulating the election?
I mean, I think pretty much everyone has heard about this now. Everyone's kind of interested in their own thing, and when it becomes a news item, they follow it. So people are following what's happening with Google very intently, and I believe that everyone at Google now knows what's going on.
This is so exciting. We've gone the last few years, no one talking about this till this is now one of the big issues in the world. We're about to get some real action, folks. So great job, listeners.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Was Google's always listening, now it's always watching with Nest. Now again, Paul Watson and I, listeners pointed it out, in 2014 and then in 2004 and then 2006, Google told shareholders, hey, we're listening to people over their microphones now and creating keyword databases They use the example, if a dog's barking, we know to have dog food ads. Now, that was their little innocuous thing, but imagine that announcement they're listening to you just slipped out. And Zach Voorhees, the biggest Google whistleblower yet, again, the Ed Snowden of big tech whistleblowers, the Pentagon Papers, Daniel Ellsberg of big tech. I mean, it's simply amazing what you're hearing. And there's been almost a total blackout on him and some of his associates that have gone public, showing you the real discipline of corporate media and big tech together, that, hey, if you report on this, you get blackballed. And that's why InfoWars is so precious. And I don't really care about myself at the end of the day. I've had a really good run. I just know I have a responsibility to stay in this fight even more hardcore up against all this, even though I'm like a salmon swimming upstream, because we know how evil these globalists are now, and we know they plan to overturn all our basic freedoms and complete our journey into slavery. So, again, listeners, I salute you for what you've done, but realize the real fight, again, is just starting. But going back to that Washington Post headline, Google is always listening. Now it's watching, too, with the Nest Hub Max. And they admit how creepy it is, but they think we're so weak, we'll all just accept this. And the new cars are coming out with AI that watches you. And now AI is going to watch your baby and report back to CPS. I mean, this is a real revolution against humanity. And I think what you were saying, Zach, is thanks to you and Matt Drudge and Tucker Carlson and everybody coming out and warning about this, there's really now internal debates all across the world, not just in Google, in big tech, and Google's relationship with the Chi-Coms. It seems like what you're saying is a positive discussion's happening, and these 50 attorney generals and Trump preparing to take action is beautiful. I want to get your take on all that, and then I want to get your take on what you think Trump should do, because I know it's still all on the drawing board in the next few weeks at the White House.
Yeah, so to get an idea of how fearful Google is about this news story, I want to point to a CNBC article, which is titled Google Bans Political Discussion on Internal Mailing Lists. Now, what's really interesting about this is that Google has always prided itself as a company that has had candid, open discussions about a variety of topics. They're now slamming the door shut on that. And the reason is quite telling. They explicitly say that that the reason why that they're doing it is because, you know, people are getting really enraged about what Google is doing on the inside, and that they don't want employees talking about the latest news story. Now, they don't say latest news stories, plural. They say latest news story. So what they're talking about specifically is the Google leaks. And I think that that's really interesting and really telling about what's going on. I actually had a friend of mine who has a subscriber, or he's got a YouTube channel with 500,000 subscribers, and he just got fired from Facebook because he had a YouTube channel. And it wasn't like, oh, well, he has low performance. They literally told him, you know, you've got a YouTube channel. It violates our terms. You're done. No warning, just you're done. And so the other companies that they're now scared. They're now realizing that they are, you know, complicit in election meddling. And I believe that Facebook is complicit in election meddling. And now they're trying to take people that have a strong social media following. They're identifying them as a threat and pushing them and purging them out of the company. As far as the, you know, the states go, the states are gearing up for a antitrust action against Google. And in fact, the corporations are so fearful that The Hill ran an article titled 51 Major CEOs Ask Congress for Federal Privacy Law Blocking State Rules. Now this is really funny because, you know, the MSM is always talking about, like, democracy, 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 how sacred it is. Here's an instance where they're trying to get, they're trying to subvert the democracy of the states, and they're now running scared to the federal government, begging them
saying, let us illegally spy on people, because that's what you were telling me the other day on the phone, Barnes, and I agree. This whole antitrust thing is key. It's true. They're monopolies. They're combines, cartels. It's out of control. But the violation of privacy rights and the selling of data It's kind of like they're trying to pass laws saying they can kill babies after they're born now because they've been keeping them alive and harvesting their organs. Well, can you pass a law in the future to make something legal that happened in the past? And, I mean, how outrageous is this?
In fact, the Constitution prohibits it. It's called an ex post facto law. And the law specifically precludes, the Constitution specifically precludes those kind of actions from being taken that impact people's individually protected rights, whether it be property rights, privacy rights, or other rights. And so I think that's where Senator Hawley and others have called for these kind of mass-scale investigations to be escalated and elevated. And I think what's useful is we're seeing more and more of the Google whistleblowers come out for two reasons. One, they're seeing them be politically permitted into the public space and be protected in the public space by places like this and the audience from InfoWars protecting them, providing a means by which they can express their concerns, providing a means by which they can be protected for expressing their concerns. And the law in California provides protection. So if you're an employee at any of these big tech companies, the best way for you to get remedy is to go public with your concerns, because then you're protected from any discriminatory employee.
That's when the whistleblower statutes kick in. And I want to just say this because we keep harping as they're trying to shut us down. And, you know, 3-4 years into this, it's hurting. And they're surprised we're still here. They can't believe it. The globalists are shutting everything down. There's only a few places like DrudgeReport.com and InfoWars.com that'll tell the truth now. Fox News is 5 years into babies being kept alive and their organs sold. It's all over local news. It's in court cases now. They still won't cover it. So, again, not even Fox News will stand up for the already born. Okay? Even Fox News tried to explain away what Governor Northam had said. So I'm trying to say this here. We are very close to true authoritarianism completely taking over, because they were already trying to do it by stealth. Now they know that we're awake, they're trying to sew it all up and accelerate it. So we've got to be active, we've got to be aggressive, and we've got to remember URLs like memeworld.com, band.video, infowars.com, newswars.com, whether they're my sites or not, Paul's got his summit.news. We've got to get back to surfing the web like Matt Drudge warned us. That is so critical, because now they're even coming at trying to block URL level. They're even trying to keep people off their servers. They're taking the NRA's bank accounts away. They're going to do this to everybody. This is real authoritarianism. They mean business. Zach Voorhees?
Yeah, I agree. And the thing is that now that they've been exposed, they're trying to run as fast as they can to the great work, which is the New World Order. And even the fact that we are becoming awake to what they're doing doesn't mean that they're going to slow down. It means that they've got to speed up. And the reason why they have to speed up is because they're a declining power. And the dangerous thing about declining powers is that they're always the most powerful right now. Because in the future, tomorrow, the next month, they're going to be less powerful. And so with the remaining power that they have, they're going to try to push it as far as they possibly can. And nowhere is this more evident than in my hometown city of San Francisco, where they're now changing the language around those that are involved with the justice system. Before, they were called criminals or convicts, but now they're changing it to justice-involved individuals. They're now declaring the NRA a terrorist organization. And when you look at all this, people are like, well, why are they speeding up? Why are they going, you know, from 40 to 60 miles an hour to 100 miles an hour? It's because that they're a declining power, and because they're afraid of the audience, of the people of America waking up and challenging their established power. If I can, I'd like to get back to the fact that one of the breaking news pieces about Google is that there is 48 territories and states that are banding together in order to execute.
We got to go to break. Fourth hour. Stay there. Zach Voorhees with a whole hour with you and Robert Barnes here. We'll also take some calls coming up about 15 after. So I'll give the number out coming up. This is so important. A bunch of breaking news straight ahead. And I want to elaborate on the fact that their power is the greatest it'll ever be right now. They know that. And then what is their end game when you look at what they want to do? They say, don't say mother and father, get rid of the family, drug everybody out. I mean, it's a post-human world. What is the great work? What is it?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.